السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من حديث سد لا يؤمن أحدكم. You will not be a believer حتى يكون هواه تبعا إلى ما جئت به. Unless your desire is following what I came with it. Once you desire, your emotion is according to Allah wa Rasuluh, this complete Iman. This why, when you hear my messages, for 40 years, how many people can do that? Very rare. Now, 3 years ago, or more, I came with a project. I call it Ray of Hope. I was going to cost a lot of money to empower women and as a shelter and a training center for women, the one who need it. Every time I come with a project, most of the time I fail. Do you know why? Not because of the lack of fund, lack of manpower. We do not have the sincere people who give covenant and said, I am with you. We do it for a job. We do it for a career. We do it for a business. But once we coming for Sabilillah, we fail. Imagine. Unity for Allah, we fail. For Mike, Sam, and John, and Tom, we do our utmost and we have unbelievable covenant and responsibility and persevering, you name it. We give dunya 100% and we give akhirah and each other the leftover time, the leftover of our prime time. I bear witness to Allah almost close to 40 years ago. When somebody explained this to me, I cried. I cried so hard. And for years I cried to Allah. I said, Allah, don't make me give you the leftover of my time. Don't allow me to give you the leftover of my love, the leftover of my priority. Because astaghfirullah al-azim. Imagine Allah Jalla Jalalu, I give him the leftover. And the priority of my mind, my thought, my feeling, my desire, everything for my nafs and my dunya. How I have Allahu Akbar in my heart? How I call Allah Allahu Akbar? How I call Allah with his name and I really belong to him? I bear witness to Allah. I spend at least 3 to 5 years continuous crying to Allah, beg him to take me out of that. And I make every effort. And the time came. The zero time came. And all of a sudden, Allah showed me the way. He opened for me dunya 100%. And he opened for me the door of akhirah 1%. And it's almost like choose. You want a little bit of akhirah, or you want the dunya 100%. And this is the toughest part all of us feel in it. The toughest part is dunya. I bear witness to Allah. When I make a U-turn and I give my back to dunya 100% and I said, Allah, I want you only. Allah opened for me. Allah opened for me. It was very tough, very easy, very sweet. At this moment, money doesn't mean nothing. Shelter doesn't mean nothing. Having anything doesn't mean nothing. And the only thing it means to me, how Allah will be pleased with me. How I serve Allah. How Allah can choose me to be the cause of guiding people. This was my aim. This was my only aim. Because I find out nobody. Nobody in this earth can give me 1% or even 1,000,000% of what Allah can give me. And I find out I will be a fool. I will be a fool if I do not choose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. my dear brother and sister in Islam today, we choose everything except Allah. This is a reality. Our action, our heart, our emotion, our feeling, our desire, and our thing is all about me. And this is what I said to the sister early. I said, you have to diminish me. Me is not exist. And I tell her the truth. I said, your nafs and shaitan will come. What about me? I said, let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take care about you. And you will see. What Allah can give you, nobody can give you and imitate. The problem, our iman is weak. We do not trust Allah. Even with our own wishes and desire. Allah bear witness, I discover, the more I unite myself to Allah, Allah will give me more than what I imagine. And people misunderstand. Again, we're stuck. We think it's dunya. No, no. You can have nothing and you are in ultimate pleasure with Allah. Allah can fill your heart with all this beautiful feeling and tranquility and peace. I give you a quiz a couple of days ago. Only one person asked me, and the rest did not even come back again. I discover so far, three women, normal women, not a messenger, not a prophet, not a big shot, the regular woman companion, three, not one, three. They receive to drink water from Jannah direct. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send them water to drink it from Jannah direct. And one of them, I'm not going to mention her name now, she said, after that, I used to make tawaf and standing in the sun all day, and I will never get thirsty anymore. Ask yourself, what make three normal women receive an aid from Allah direct, straight, in a blink of an eye? And those who call themselves men or male, you're not shy of yourself. A woman can reach this level and we cannot reach nothing. Astaghfirullah. How you can compete with them yawm al-qiyamah? How? And you want Allah to call you a man? Just because you want to satisfy your nafs? I bear witness to Allah. When I used to read all the story, the man who teach me